WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The annual arrival of property valuation notices has started in Brazos County. Bryan Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens talked about his, one of 67,000 sent to owners of residential and commercial properties on our show.
And of course, on my street, I got certain neighbors that are doing improvements above improvements. The appraisal district's just circling like a buzzard out there.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says their numbers are based on sales data the last 2 years. Price invites property owners who think their valuations are too high to drop by the appraisal district office. No appointment is needed through the rest of May, and bring information about your home or business that they might not know about.
Maybe there's a crack slab in their home or something like that. We don't get inside those homes, so we don't have information on some of those issues.
Appointments for valuation protests start June 5th. Construction will start soon on adding parking at Crockett Elementary School in Bryan.
That follows school board action this week, naming the contractor. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says there will be 19 more spaces when the $80,000 project's completed by July 1st. But another $20,000 was added as a contingency, particularly to cover costs when there's damage to utility lines that no one knew existed.
If it's not on a plan, he has somebody come out to locate it, and he hits something anyway. It's not really fair to make him pay for it. Those are the kind of things that are not really his fault that we would use for contingency.
Monday's Bryan ISD board meeting also included an executive session to discuss with their attorney an unusual situation at Kemp Carver Elementary. No action was taken, and the board's lawyer refused to give details on legal issues pertaining to the school's public announcement system. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The next threat of a shutdown of the federal government will take place at the end of September. Yesterday, the House approved the latest stopgap spending bill after President Trump threatened to shut down somewhere in the future. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan considered the president's remarks inappropriate.
Look, I support him about 90% of his ambitions and his statements, but this is one of those where I have to differ from him.
Flores voted for the omnibus funding bill.
Because of the positive things it has, I think, outweigh the negatives.
Positives listed by Flores includes increased funding for what he calls important basic research he considers critical to Texas A&M, the University of Texas, and Baylor. This year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual trip to Washington, D.C. has had an attitude of optimism that hasn't been on Capitol Hill in years. Chamber President Glenn Brewer has participated in 8 trips to meet federal lawmakers and other officials who in turn say they are glad to see the local delegation.
They want us to come to D.C. They want us to know what our problems are. If we don't tell them what we want, if we don't tell them the issues that we're having, then they don't know.
Brewer says about half of this year's group made the trip for the first time. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. Be part of the show. We would love to hear from you. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Oh, that's it! That's what I get for buying cheap lawnmowers at a big box store! There's gotta be a better mower!
Well, you, sir, are in luck. This Saturday from 8 to 1, WC Tractor in Bryan is having a huge Bad Boy mower sales event with $200 off on all Bad Boy mowers. And Mallory, the Bad Boy girl, will be there to answer questions and sign autographs. Plus, tons of giveaways, product demonstrations, and test drives.
I've heard great things about Bad Boy mowers.
Discounts on Bad Boy mowers available at all WC Tractor locations. Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at brianbroadcasting.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine and breezy today as low pressure moves away from the area. So does a cold front. We'll have temperatures up to 75 later today. Clear overnight. Lows are going to drop down to 55. Tomorrow, with high pressure headed our way, we'll enjoy sunshine. Should be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, and temperature Saturday will be 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. We had everything yesterday for weather. I mean,
yeah.
A little bit of everything. It was warm, actually almost hot for a while.
Yeah, it got pretty hot right before it started to rain.
Yeah, and then, and of course, we didn't get nearly what a lot of folks did. Mm-hmm. I think up in Booger County, they got some pretty good rain and wind. We got a lot of wind here, but at least at my house, didn't get much rain.
I did come home to a scared puppy dog in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's probably right.
It was kind of loud.
A little bit of thunderish type stuff out
Luckily,
there.
Luckily, it didn't last too long.
No, it didn't. It moved through pretty quickly. So today, you know, it's going to be sunny and kind of breezy, but the weekend looks to be spectacular.
Yeah, it does.
Up in the upper 80s and all that kind of stuff. And so graduation, I guess, is next weekend.
That's when you should, get out of town.
You should. Exactly right. Just give it over to those moms and dads, and we want to wish.
And their precious little snowflakes.
That's right. Yeah, we want to wish them a special farewell and thanks for the money.
Spend plenty of money.
Yeah, we appreciate what you've done for our economy in the last few years, and we'll give you one last time. We'll grab you by your ankles and shake you so all that loose change comes out of your
Perfect.
Clothes. Yep, so that, you know, we're glad that you're son and daughter were here. And, you know, they may have also contributed to the economy in all sorts of ways. So
sure.
We'll see.
Yeah.
So there is a study that people in Naples, Florida, eat healthier than any other city in U.S. America. 189 communities based on the people's responses to one question, did you eat healthy all day yesterday? The results ranked by percentage of people in the community who answered yes to that question were published by the Gallup Well-Being Index. The new poll was based on telephone interviews with about 350,000 adults in 50 states and Washington, D.C. And so that's it. Number one is Naples, Florida, in some place called Barnstable Town, Massachusetts.
Barnstable Town, yeah, of course.
Number five, I don't believe this.
Okay.
Number five is McAllen, Texas.
No.
I'm sure it's a wonderful place and all that, but.
And there's a lot of really good food in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not necessarily good for you.
No. And man, that's it. I'm not seeing Texas in the top 25. I'm not seeing Texas. Oh, there we go. See, Houston, Woodlands, Sugarland. Let me see. That's how long is that? Is that like 40 miles?
Oh, man. From the Woodlands to Sugarland? Yeah.
Let's put all that together. Yeah, anyway, they came in at number 65.
Hour and a half drive.
Yeah, they came in at number 65. All right, so what? We enjoy our food.
Yeah.
Oh, number 155 is Beaumont and Port Arthur. I doubt that, too.
What?
Well, the thing is, they're eating food wrong. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Food Network post? They posted a video showing the best way to cut a watermelon?
No, I did not.
Okay, that sounds pretty innocent, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, it's a little bit strange, and it's gone internet crazy because the guy cuts the watermelon into spears, sprinkles it with salt and taco seasoning.
Oh, interesting.
Taco seasoning.
Well, it's kind of like that whole chili powder on mango slices kind of thing.
I guess.
But, well, and you know, they have these, they're like Mexican candy. They're lollipops, and they are in the shape of a watermelon slice.
Okay.
And they're covered in chili powder.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
and
I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. They're pretty tasty. I like them, but the you know, and the candy taste is watermelon flavored, but then you've got the chili powder coating. But I will say I don't know if I would like it on a fresh watermelon slice.
It's weird because I enjoy the whole sweet and savory combination when it comes to food. But some of them are still weirdly off-putting to me. Like,
yeah.
I'll eat pineapple on pizza. I don't have a problem with
that.
But chili powder on like
and I've heard of the salt thing. Oh, yeah, the lollipop's kind of weird. But the salt on watermelon I've heard of, and I think I've tried.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't like. Now, vodka in a watermelon.
Oh, sure. Well,
you know.
Well, it doesn't flavor it at all. No. That, well, the thing is, as long as you have a regular piece nearby, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you can have one with taco seasoning.
Yeah.
That's fine. But could I go ahead and alternate and have the real one,
yeah,
the way that God intended you to drink watermelon, so eat watermelon as opposed to
drink watermelon
too. Taco seasoning. So anyway, it's
okay.
There.
Strange.
Doctors in China removed a plant that was growing inside a boy's ear. Video shows the doctors examining the 6-year-old boy, discovering a seed that was developing into a bean from a bean lodged in his ear canal.
Oh wow!
Seed somehow became fertilized, starting to sprout in his head. Experts say the warm, moist climate probably caused the seed to germinate. They were able to remove the butter bean plant during a half-hour procedure. Kids expected to recover.
Like, you hear urban legends about that, but
oh, I had a friend.
It's
who's,
for real?
Yeah, I had a friend whose son jammed an acorn up his nose,
and it
started to sprout.
No,
really?
Yeah, really did. Yep, really did. Yeah, she came home from the doctor telling that story.
Oh,
yeah, I bet.
Wow. Hey, back to our healthy study food, healthy food study.
Okay.
Someone texted in, and I just wanted to share it. They said, it's all perspective. I work with people who think they eat healthy, but they eat fast food for lunch every day.
Yeah.
If the study just asks the participants their opinion, they're probably not educated well when it comes to healthy versus not healthy.
That point. Most assuredly. They have no idea what healthy is.
You mean fast food isn't healthy?
Well, I didn't eat any fried food yesterday, so I ate healthy, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's how it's prepared that makes it healthy.
Real beef.
Yeah. Well, and on the flip side, you know, some people, you know, even a salad can contain up to 1,500 calories, depending on what you put on it. So,
but you thought.
Yeah, I was eating salad. It's
so
healthy.
How could it be anything
other? Half a bottle of ranch dressing on top. That's fine.
That's just to add to the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise,
three quarters of a cup of cheddar cheese shreds.
Sure.
Yeah.
Being happy is good for you, right?
If you didn't put ranch dressing on the salad, then you'd taste the lettuce. And who wants to do that, right?
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go. Speaking of pizza, this is a weird discovery. Study using facial recognition and emotion tracking to gauge how happy pizza makes us. And actually, they found out that anticipating the pizza makes us happier than actually eating the pizza.
Really?
Yep.
I'm kind of the same way with popcorn.
Okay.
Like the smell
and
the thought of eating it.
And then you go, it's popcorn.
And then I'm like, it's popcorn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
People got
unless it's Garrett's popcorn.
Garrett's popcorn? I don't know what
from
that
Chicago.
Is. Oh.
It's just like a brand of popcorn, but they have stores and they actually sell it in the O'Hare Airport. So if you're ever in the airport and you have 20 minutes to wait in line, that's where you go.
And they have extra money?
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Oh, it's not, I mean, it's popcorn.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Okay, that's good.
But man, it's delicious.
All right. People got 18% happier than average when they saw pizza go into the oven. 24% happier when they could smell it cooking, and 20% happier when it was taken out of the oven. But when they actually took their first bite, they were only 11% happier.
I don't know. I really love pizza.
Well, if it's well done.
Yeah.
You know, if it's well created, not cooked too much.
I for one, am always happier when the pizza gets there. Like, when it gets there, that's when I'm the happiest. Maybe not when I'm eating it. Maybe not when I'm waiting for it. When it gets there, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
You know,
I'm happy.
When we got the Papa Murphy's, we enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, that was good stuff. All right, so Facebook has now hired 3,000 more staffers. They did that yesterday.
Wow.
They hired 3,000 people yesterday to review posts on the online service for violent content, hate speech, and other graphic content. Company already had 4,500 staffers who were responsible for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote yesterday that the move was so that Facebook could respond quickly to remove content and take posts down whenever necessary. And you're going, oh, my gosh, but then there's this. Facebook is quickly closing in on 2 billion monthly users.
Wow.
Yeah, that I guess you need that many people to monitor things.
People who visit the social media service at least once a month. The average of 1.2 billion people use Facebook every single day.
I don't think you could pay me enough money to have a job where all I do is monitor people's Facebook pages.
Well, yeah.
I don't even like, I'm not even on Facebook. And when I have to get on it for work, it depresses me.
I'm going to guess that they have a program that probably has X number of words. And
true.
It automatically will search for those words.
Right.
And then you have to go in and read the context.
So you're not having to look through, like, babies and food.
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's really 90% of Facebook
yeah,
is.
Most of Facebook,
yeah, because
yeah,
you're
definitely.
Married to somebody who does that job and you come home, hey, what'd you do today?
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Exactly.
Don't ask.
What did you see today on Facebook?
I saw lots of people's dinner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I would not want to. Hey, here's a place we can eat. Yeah, okay. It's in Cincinnati, by the way.
Hey, I would much rather it be food and stuff like that than all the political stuff
agreed.
That it was
agreed.
A few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
721, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You one of the lucky 97 million people that are expecting a little cash back from the IRS this year? So, what are you going to do with all that money? The Motley Fool reports the average person receiving a refund. Got any idea? This is an amazing number to me. The average person is receiving $2,673. Now, are there some people who are receiving a whole lot of money and then a lot of people who are getting like $272?
So, is this the average of people who... All people who are receiving
that's,
money back.
Yeah. I'm trying to read that to see exactly what they mean there. They reports the average person receiving a refund gets $2,673. Most
Jeez.
Of them will do something responsible with the cash. You know, they won't.
No.
41% plan to put the money into a savings account. Oh, sure they do.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Plan
because,
to. That's well, the well, operative word.
Because yeah. think about that. That savings account, that garners a good, what, 1.2%? Yeah, put that in a savings account, sure.
Yeah.
Anyhow, then another 38% plan to pay off debt. Okay, I'll buy that one.
Yeah.
And the remainder will either go on vacation, splurge, or purchase. Yeah. Okay, so let me see. We add those two numbers together. That's 79% right there, which tells me only 21% are going to use it to splurge. I don't think so.
Yeah.
There will be a combination of those things that they will do. But nonetheless, there you are, $2,673. I had no idea. All right, it's 7:23.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Hello, it's Toyota's Toyota Time Sales Event. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, yeah, so your sales event's on, right?
Yes, now's the perfect time to choose from low APR financing and great lease offers, now through May 31st.
Hey, guys, it's on! Oh, that's great.
You must be looking for a new Toyota.
Actually, we work at the rival dealership down the street, and with all your deals on that giant selection of Toyotas, business is pretty slow, so we figured we'd take off for a little R&R. Who wants another hot dog?
Whoa. This event goes on all month, right?
That's right. I guess during our Toyota Time Sales event, you all can do some serious bonding.
Oh, you will not do it, Bill. Hey, Bill's about to do a giant cannonball off the roof. I gotta run. We just love your sales event.
And we do, too.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
Toyota Time is on now. Find great deals on your favorite models like Camry, RAV4, and Tundra. But this event ends May 31st. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Hey, hey, good morning, 725, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, about 75, and winds are going to be out of the north and kind of gusty, up to maybe 25 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll be down to 61 or so, near 80 on Friday with some sunshine out there, and the winds, once again, will be up about 20 miles an hour out of the north. And then on Saturday, looking at 83 with sunshine, 86 on Sunday, and Monday looking at 83 with a few clouds rolling in. And all in all, it's going to be pretty nice. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 8. We have fair skies. It's 55.
Dang, Jake, did you get a new truck?
Nope, just have my old wheels powder coated. Makes the whole truck look brand spanking new.
Oh, let me guess, Jungle Wrap Panda Frosting coated them for you.
Earl, it's Jack Rabbit Powder Coating. They sandblasted my wheels to bare metal, sprayed on the new color, and baked it on for a lifetime of good looks.
Well, come on, let's take a ride and show them off. Forgot to gas up again?
Maybe, but at least I didn't forget Jackrabbit Powder Coating. It's definitely a company worth remembering.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It's not her fault. It was never going to be her fault. Writing a book about it is painful. And no, she's not going away. That's the message from Hillary Rodham Clinton at the Women for Women Conference, being interviewed by Christiana Manpour, one of Hillary's many drive-by media buddies, sycophants. You know, it's actually comical. Hillary says she takes full personal responsibility for losing the election and then blames everybody but herself, primarily James Comey. If it wasn't for those Russians hacking into Podesta's emails, she'd be president. If the election were held October 27th, the day before Comey announced he reopened the investigation into her email server, she'd be president. And we mustn't forget, Hillary Clinton is a woman, she has to tell us. And our society, my friends, is mired in misogyny. If voters could have overcome their horrible anti-female biases, she'd be president. But now Hillary Clinton, victim of Russia, victim of the FBI, victim of misogynists, and who knows what else, is on the outside looking in. She has no intention of slinking into the sunset. Well, she actually can't slink. She would waddle. She has joined the anti-Trump resistance now. So buy her book and read again why it's not her fault. It's going to be painful to write. You can read it for yourself, how much personal responsibility Hillary Clinton takes for losing the big one, and that is zero. You did it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, mom will love an unforgettable gift from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 0800. That's berries.com special code 0800. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I know your mom will be too. Order now because Mother's Day is next week and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 0800. That's berries.com, special code 0800.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 67,000 valuation notices have been mailed to the owners of residential and commercial property in Brazos County. That includes Bryan Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens, who said on our show that he's heard from constituents.
Most of the phone calls I fielded yesterday wasn't a matter of did I get treated fairly. It was a matter of how did they come up with this number? That was above my pay grade.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says through the end of the month, you can come in the appraisal district office with no appointment to learn how your valuation was set. You can also bring in documentation that might result in changing the number.
If you have sales data or know a realtor that can get you sales data, bring that with you if you're attempting to show that you know our value is too high. And we'll take a look at that. And if our value is over what the sales data says, then we'll make that the appropriate adjustment.
Appointments for valuation protests start June 5th. Price says after protests are completed, the appraisal district estimates a valuation increase of 6-10%. Three executive session items took Bryan school board members behind closed doors earlier this week with their lawyer.
Two of the three items involve a topic that appears from time to time. It's in regards to state hearings involving special education students. The third item involved unidentified legal issues involving Kemp Carver Elementary School's public announcement system. School Board Attorney Harry Wright Jr. would not answer any questions about what was going on at Kemp Carver. Board took no action after returning to open session. Before that, the board approved a construction contract to expand parking at Crockett Elementary. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says $20,000 was added to the $80,000 contract to cover unexpected surprises that the contractor should not be responsible for paying.
The schools have some serious age on them. So what we find is their utilities that have been put in the ground that aren't on any kind of plan. And we have utility locators come out and they don't find them. And we find them the good old-fashioned way when a backhoe hits them.
The addition of 19 parking spaces is expected to be completed, weather permitting, by July 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Grading public schools in Texas will continue to use an A through F grading scale. How those grades are determined has been changed by the Texas House. A final vote is scheduled today on HB 22, which would cut the number of graded categories from 5 to 3. The focus will be more on student achievement instead of standardized tests. Another public education bill scheduled for a final vote in the Texas House today would replace the state's U.S. history exam required to graduate high school with a civics test similar to the naturalization exam. Using a historically significant bill number, HB 1776 would add Texas to more than a dozen states that require social studies curriculum to include material covered by the 100 questions people take to become U.S. citizens. Lessons focus more on items like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. In Texas, the history test is one of 5 that students pass to earn a diploma. About half of this year's delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce made their first trip to meet federal lawmakers and other officials in Washington. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says more is getting done compared to prior years.
People would nod their head and say, yeah, we see the problems that you have, but there's really nothing that can be done about that. Now they're actually working on crafting bills that can actually fix some of these things. And whether they'll be voted on this week, next week, or even 6 months from now, They are actually working on it.
Brewer says one item on their priority list, reforming Dodd-Frank banking regulations, was being addressed yesterday.
A lot of the compliance and the regulation is just strangling, and it may not have anything to do with everyday lending practices or whatever, but it actually crimps them with that. And we've a lot of positive response on trying to fix that and repeal the effects of that.
Brewer says the weight of the local chamber with 1,500 members makes an impact.
They know that you have a pretty good grasp of the issues that people are having, and they want to get elected, so they want to know about that.
This is Brewer's eighth trip to D.C. and his first as chamber president. The U.S. House has passed a federal spending bill that goes through September 30th. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's not perfect, but he voted yes.
I wish the omnibus was a little better. It's what I referred to yesterday with the chamber as a crap sandwich. It's got some good crap in it and some bad crap. And you just have to say which one has the better flavor.
Flores on our show took issue with President Trump warning there may be government shutdown in the future.
I think it's inappropriate to talk about a government shutdown. Anytime you have a government shutdown, you're talking about pulling the pay away from our troops. And I just can't go there.
Flora says those in the military will be getting their largest pay raise in 6 years. And from the city of College Station, the intersection of Krennic Tap and W. King Cole is closed through Friday at noon for repairs. This will block through traffic on Krennic Tap between Texas and Dartmouth. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine and breezy today as low pressure moves away from the area. So does a cold front. We'll have temperatures up to 75 later today. Clear overnight, lows are going to drop down to 55. Tomorrow, with high pressure headed our way, we'll enjoy sunshine. Should be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, and temperature Saturday will be 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie baseball team is gearing up for their three-game series against Mississippi State this weekend. Meanwhile, the Astros are one win away from a four-game sweep over the Rangers. And in the NBA, the Spurs and the Cavs were winners in last night's playoff games. We'll take a look at the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Alabama woman says that after a night of thoughtful prayer and deep thinking, she knew smashing the windshield of her cheating boyfriend would be wrong, but she did it anyway the next morning.
Oh, you get it, girl.
Yeah, local TV station covering the story spoke with a source who claimed that the two weren't in a relationship, but apparently this 24-year-old woman thought they were. Oh, it's one of those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The video recorded by a bystander, the woman is seen standing on the hood of the car and repeatedly stomping her foot on the windshield.
Yes.
Don't know if she was able to break the glass or
Jerry,
not.
Jerry! Jerry!
Okay, in a minute, how long does it take everyday stuff to decompose? We'll let you know about that.
Okay.
All right.
Skippy peanut butter, both mm-hmm. the crunchy and the smooth, no longer available in Canada.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Skippy lovers who got the news in time to at least do some stockpiling. Skippy's owner, which is Hormel Foods, based in U.S. America, mm-hmm. discontinued the brand in Canada several months ago, and then it slowly began disappearing from the shelves. Hormel said that it stopped selling Skippy in Canada due to factors like competition and pricing that hurt the brand's profitability.
Huh.
Speaking of Canada and some interesting food news, I guess food or drink, Bombay Sapphire Gin is under a nationwide recall in Canada after some bottles were found to contain too much alcohol.
Whoa!
Ooh,
yeah.
Yikes.
Now, that came from CNN, so it's probably fake news.
Yeah,
but
that's right. But just be aware. Huh?
Yeah. So if you are drinking gin in Canada, just be aware. You might get a little tipsy quicker than you expected.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. So, maybe it's because it's getting to be summertime. We're thinking about travel.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that we can't go a day without having some sort of news related to the airlines.
Oh.
You see the 12-year-old kid who got a cell phone slapped out of his hand?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Let me see,
was
that
didn't put it on airplane mode, did you, kid?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that was Delta. I don't know.
And at this point, think about the thousands, maybe, I don't know, million, you know, employees, mm-hmm. you know, among all the airlines.
Sure.
Like, there's going to be, it's just now that it's seen the day of, or the light of day because of these recent issues, we're going to see so much more. Like, this stuff has been happening all the time.
Well, can you blame them? They're having to deal with us,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And they have to all day, every day.
I know. I can't imagine.
It's not a glamorous job.
It's like herding cats in a very small space.
And then there's this. Just when you thought that the legroom in economy class couldn't get any tighter, American Airlines is going to decrease.
Stop it.
The front to back space between some of its economy seats.
Come on.
By 2 inches.
2 inches.
The airline says it plans to add more seats to its incoming Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. To do that, it will shrink the distance between the seats, which is known as the pitch, from 31 inches to 29 inches on three rows of the airplane and down to 30 inches in the rest of the main economy.
Wow. I mean, traditionally speaking, over throughout history, people have gotten taller, am I right?
That's true.
So
yep.
why?
And they've also gotten fatter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention that, but yeah, you know, I mean,
too.
They're taking out middle seats or whatever and turning three seats into two and stuff like that. But, you know, but decreasing the space for people who are getting taller?
Well, and if you'll also think about it, if you're a little claustrophobic, if that seat is getting closer to your face.
True.
I mean, that's going to add to it.
And if they're going to do that, then they need to, like, take away the recline like feature in the seats.
Well, I read someplace that Spirit Airline seats do not recline.
Oh, okay.
I think my friend is flying
Spirit today. I'll ask her.
Think about that. Yeah.
But yeah, and I get it. It's nice to lean back a little bit, but mm-hmm. if you're 2 inches closer and you're leaning back the same amount,
sure,
I mean,
right.
you are in my lap.
Yep, that's mm-hmm. true. That's very, very true. All right, so, but then there's this. Los Angeles International Airport has a new A-list private terminal and platinum class service called Private Suite.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to pamper high rollers of all types. Moguls, tycoons, celebrities.
To make the elite feel more elite.
That's it. Members of the Private Suite don't wait in lines because private TSA screening is done right there in private. Members don't walk down crowded concourses like the rest of us or line up at ticket counters or boarding gates. They don't deal with baggage, and they don't deal with paparazzi.
Well, I never.
Yeah. Costs $7,500 a year. Costs another $2,700 for up to four people each time you use the service, or $3,000 if it's an international flight. Now, another thing on top of that. Okay, so the rich get to do that, and you get scrunched into a seat. And the reason that you're cranky now apparently is because you realize, according to a University of Toronto study, because you realize there are people up there in the front of the plane mm-hmm. who are flying first class, and they've got plenty of leg room, and they get free drinks, and you're not getting that. They said that they, in fact, examined 1,500 cases of air rage from a single airline and found that the incidents rise on flights with a first-class cabin because you don't get to be up there.
Yep. Air rage.
Just wanted to let you know that that's there. All right, so when it comes to behavior modification, what's more effective, reward or punishment? Here's what they did. Experiment at Washington University in St. Louis. Students put through a series of tests where they were given a token worth about 25 cents or less if they got a right answer, had the same token taken away if they got a wrong answer. But as the testing went on, it became more obvious that those who were punished by losing the token were far more diligent at not repeating their mistakes than those who were rewarded for getting the right answer.
Mm.
So the point is that people would rather avoid loss
right,
than receive gain.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, it is. And the study, it's more important that to avoid losing that token than to gain that token. So
yeah.
Does that mean
play not to lose?
Yeah. Or yeah. Does that mean that you should, it's better to deduct points when a student is wrong than to reward them for correct answers?
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know.
Is yeah.
It, if that's the conclusion you're trying to draw. And there have been other experiments, too, that have shown, for instance, gamblers feel worse about losing $100 than they feel about good about winning $100.
Yeah.
And that would make sense.
It would.
But when they take it and they put it within the parameters of test taking, where they say, you know, let's try this idea. It's better to deduct points when students are wrong rather than give them points when they get the right answer.
But isn't that kind of, I mean, don't you start at 100%?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Right. And but maybe what they're supposed to do is you answer a question and
yeah.
and you build from zero.
Right.
Then you get rewarded each time you get a correct answer.
Right.
That's why if you take quizzes online, quite often they give you the answer right then. You get the little check mark and you know, the stars and the popcorn and confetti because you know, got
it's all
that
about
right
the stickers.
Answer.
Yeah, it's all
about the sticker.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a step forward.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Been stung by a bee in a long time, but I sure remember the bee stings I got as a kid. You probably know what I'm talking about. You don't easily forget that kind of pain. But did you know that bee stings offer us physical benefits? When a bee stinger is activated, it releases more than just venom. You also get a mix of 20 naturally occurring antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, and pain reducers. Bee stings can also awaken healing properties in the human body that would otherwise remain dormant. So there's good coming from bad. There's something oddly comforting about that idea. Maybe bee stings illustrate a fundamental truth about life. The possibility for something positive to come out of pain is wired into our world's DNA. But it's a truth we can only see if we're looking for it. A bad grade can motivate us to study harder. A job loss can open the door to a new career path, maybe even one we didn't think possible before. Even the death of a loved one can remind us of what's really important in life. Nobody likes pain or goes looking for it, but sooner or later, it comes to all of us. When it does, if we're willing to open our eyes, we'll often discover something beneficial that we might have never experienced otherwise. So, there really is a silver lining to every dark cloud. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 6363. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6363. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 6363.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Well, with seven teams separated by just one game atop the SEC standings, the number 17 A&M baseball team plays host to the number 13 Mississippi State Bulldogs in the league's premier series for the weekend. Here's pitcher Corbin Martin on what he thinks it'll take to win.
Just to keep doing what we're doing. You know, our pitching staff has been really, really good, and you see lately that our hitting has just been unreal. Mississippi State is a really good offensive team, and we just have to do a really good job on the pitching side of things and controlling what we can do and not giving them free passes. You know, they have probably the best we're going to see so far, and, you know, not making it bigger than it is and just coming out and play and do what we do every day, and being at home is definitely going to help us.
Mississippi State shares the league lead with Auburn and Kentucky at 14-7 in league play. The Aggies are one game back in the standings, tied with Arkansas, Florida, and LSU at 13-8. The squads face off at 6:30 p.m. today and Friday and 1 p.m. on Saturday, and you can hear all three games on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 6 A&M softball team closes out the regular season as they face number 9 Tennessee in a three-game series beginning Friday at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies are 41-7 on the season with a 15-5 mark in SEC play. First pitch for Friday's game is scheduled for 6 p.m. Pre-game will be at 5:45, and you can catch that game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, the long ball was the key for the Astros.
Marwin drills this deep to center field. The shield is going back. Still going back. Looking up. That's gone. Reddick hits that one deep to right field. Going back. Mazzara. And he'll watch that one go. A two-run home run for Josh Reddick as the onslaught continues.
Marwin Gonzalez homered for the fourth time in his last three games. And Carlos Correa had four hits, helping the Houston Astros beat the Texas Rangers 10-1 last night. Gonzalez had two hits and smashed a two-run homer off the batter's eye in center in the sixth inning for a 6-1 lead. The Astros look to sweep the series today at 1:10 p.m. at Minute Maid Park, and you can catch that action on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox have permanently banned from Fenway Park a man they said used a racial slur towards another fan. It was a separate confrontation from the insults directed at Baltimore Orioles outfielder Adam Jones a night earlier, but one the team says it's taking just as seriously. In the NBA,
this ball game is over. After shooting 37% from the field in game one, the Spurs bounce back and shoot 55% in game two. They get a team high and game high 34 points from Kawhi Leonard. Spurs 121, Rockets 96.
Kawhi Leonard had 34 points, 8 assists, and 7 rebounds, and the San Antonio Spurs overcame the loss of Tony Parker to beat the Houston Rockets 121-96 last night, and even the Western Conference semifinals at one game apiece. Meanwhile, the NBA has fined Houston Houston Rockets center Nene $15,000 for escalating a fight with San Antonio Spurs center Dwayne Dedmon in Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. The league announced the fine yesterday, just hours before Game 2 tipped off. The scuffle occurred at the end of the third quarter on Monday night. Meanwhile, in Cleveland, LeBron James scored 39 points, pushing the Cavaliers to a 125-103 blowout over the Toronto Raptors in Game 2 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Game 3 is Friday night at Toronto's Air Canada Center. And Tony Romo's next pursuit of a championship will be in golf, and it's a long shot. A month after the Dallas Cowboys quarterback retired, Romo is among nearly 9,500 players who signed up for the U.S. Open. He plays an 18-hole local qualifier Monday at Split Rail Links and Golf Club, about 30 minutes west of Fort Worth. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marble Craft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marble Craft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Mother's Day coming up. You've got enough time. We've given you some warning, and the folks at David Gardner's have got some great suggestions, great ideas for you for Mother's Day. If it's coming up, you want to get something personalized. Maybe it's the first Mother's Day. That's a great occasion to be able to mark with a visit to David Gardner's. But David's been designing jewelry for decades, and you see a lot of those examples still in the display cases because he takes them, changes them a little bit, customizes them, and that's why they become so popular, and that's why you see more and more DG creations in the display cases at David Gardner's now. They're designed by David himself or some of his crew because they do the entire process right there at 911 University Drive. They design and they can manufacture jewelry right on the premises. So they can get the process started for you if you have something coming up. But for Mother's Day, since it's a little bit closer, you probably need to find something that's already made. And don't forget, they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they do authorized Rolex service as well, which extends the warranty when they do any work on your jewelry. And don't forget on your watches. And don't forget also that they just finished having their big scrub, but keeping your jewelry clean makes it look a whole lot better. And David Gardner's can help you out when it comes to that, too. Don't forget they also have David Yerman. Lots of reasons for you to visit them. For Mother's Day or any other good reason, that's David Gardner's 911 University.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, usually kind of towards the later part of the year, we talk about how you want to make sure to get your pictures in now because it's going to get ugly. Well, we're kind of in the earlier part of the year now, and It's actually spring. Is now a good time to take your pictures if you're looking to maybe list in the summertime?
That's such a good question because I feel like this is one of my favorite times of the year. This and we first get those cool fall snaps.
Oh, yeah.
And I think everything is so bright and it's so green and it's so pretty. And, you know, it's interesting because I was just visiting with a really nice lady over yesterday and she has an acreage property and they're not going to be ready to move and to list until the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be brown. It's going to be dry. And so we're actually looking at photographing here within the next, 10 to 15 days, just so that we can have those beautiful exterior photos when we do list. So it's interesting. We're starting to think about this now as we're moving forward into the summer and not just into the summer and moving towards the winter.
Those are the services that you guys do that make the experience that much better for people. Get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till 8. Recent survey of old folks, recent survey of the oldsters by AARP found 46% of older Americans have a bucket list.
Oh.
And traveling is the number one thing, by far, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
83% of the people with a bucket list say that they have at least one destination on there. All right.
That makes sense.
Sure. The five most popular international destinations they want to visit.
Okay.
Australia's number one, then Italy, the UK or Ireland, France, the Caribbean, then Africa, and finally Canada. Now, I don't know. It's easier to get to.
True.
Number one state they want to visit is Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Alaska.
Okay.
Three is California.
Yeah.
It's an okay place to visit.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to live there.
No.
Then comes Arizona, and that's right, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, I guess, the gaming.
Yeah, the casinos.
Because what the heck, they can go ahead and flush their inheritance down the drain because it's theirs. 49% of the people say they want to check off everything that they have on their list.
Whew.
Yeah, no
determined.
Kidding. And half of them said they just hope to check some of that stuff off.
Yeah.
3% said they just made the list for fun.
Okay.
But the good news is that fantasizing about the bucket list really is half the fun.
Yeah,
true.
Survey
found that dreaming up that trip could possibly be just as much fun as going on the trip itself.
I wouldn't say just as much fun.
But it'll make you feel better.
Well, once again,
that.
reference your latest airline story, and we'll see if that happens to be the case.
Good
point. True. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast for today. It's going to be all right. A little breezy out there. 76 will be our high temperature. And the wind's out of the north at 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. It's going to be warm as we head through the weekend with lots of sunshine. 60 right now, WTAW College Station.